Señor presidente.
Chairman, thank you for giving me the floor. As this is the first time that I speak in this venue, allow me to offer you an applause for your commitment to this work that lies ahead for the GGE. We have witnessed the efforts aimed at bringing a fruitful and constructive result of the group. We believe firmly that this is one of the most ambitious and important mandates that this GGE has addressed. For this reason, we see this as an opportunity to move forward with concrete steps to show the true will among members to begin negotiation of a legally binding instrument on laws. Guatemala shares positions with numerous groups. It's important to note the NAM and the G15. On repeated occasions, they have reiterated a historic position here based on the idea that this should be addressed in a comprehensive manner with a broad the broad mandate. We commend or we welcome this in the new agenda for peace of the Secretary General. This means that we should find solutions that allow us to regulate the use of AI in these weapons and the risk that the autonomous nature of these bring to international peace and security. During the 78th session of the General Assembly, Guatemala sponsored with 11 countries the resolution on laws in the first committee on international peace and security. There, we reflected a concern over the use of new technologies in military hands, including AI and autonomy in weapon systems, as well as the negative consequences and impact of these on regional and international security, international stability, and the emerging arms race. I should like to thank the delegation of Austria for the presentation of this resolution. There is a great concern over the compatibility of these autonomous systems with the existing principles and applicable norms of international law, IHL, and the UN Charter, as the use and deployment of these would bring significant humanitarian costs and destabilizing factors. This is an opportunity to remember the 11 principles of the group that were adopted by consensus. We focus particularly on the common agreement that international humanitarian law should continue to be implemented to all weapon systems, including the development of laws. This brings us to the need to undertake a dialogue to respond to the biggest questions, that is to say, criminal responsibility for the misuse of these weapons. We must call for the inclusion of observers in this space that bring technical knowledge and practical knowledge on the misuse of these weapons, and that bring us a holistic view of the consequences that we would face if we do not launch a prompt negotiation on these systems. Chairman, Guatemala reiterates that we should bear in mind that set forth in Article 91 of the Additional Protocol 1 of the Geneva Conventions, specifically as refers to responsibility and which falls on the parts of the conflict that violated the provisions of the same by members of their armed forces. Hence, current international law provides means to try the people but not the machines. Domestic legislation is still not adopted to the challenges that arise of a possible use of these systems. Hence, Guatemala favors the adoption of a legally binding international instrument that sets forth the same to fill the gaps of criminal liability. For this reason, Chairman, you will have the firm support of Guatemala when it comes to moving ahead in this first session of the group. We are hoping very much for a fruitful week. Thank you very much.